Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello, friends, and welcome. This is Danny Morrell, your host of the Real Estate Sales Show. I am excited because today, you know, I got to tell you, all of our episodes have culminated, I think, into this very moment because you have heard about what to do to sell more homes. You've heard about the mindset it takes to sell more homes. And now you're going to meet the guy that's personally responsible for creating more millionaires in the history of real estate. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, my mentor, my coach, the one and only Mr. Mike Ferry. Say hello, Mike.
Thank you, Danny. That's very kind, and I want to live up to those expectations.
All right, Mike. So, so I got to ask, where are you at today? Are you home? Are you looking a little casual, which is good?
Well, I am casual today. Today, on Mondays, I do coaching calls starting at 5 o'clock a.m., and I go to 5 o'clock p.m. So I'm dressed in a golf shirt and a pair of slacks, and I'm in my home in Corona Del Mar, California.
So, Mike, I've got to ask you one question right off the bat, because you're obviously how old now?
71.
Okay, 71 years old. You look 50, 55, so you're doing great, right? But obviously you have phenomenal energy and your work ethic is still outrageous. I mean, coaching calls from 5 in the morning to 5 in the evening. How do you pull that off? What makes you tick in that fashion?
Well, I'm going to say something which I think hopefully they'll understand what I'm saying. I look at what I do, Danny, as saying this is the job that I signed up for. It's the job that is expected of me. Therefore, I'm going to do my job. So I always appreciate when somebody like yourself will compliment me on whether it be the energy or the enthusiasm or the work ethic. But the truth is, it's my job. This is what I do. If I didn't want to do it, I would stop. I love what I do, so therefore, I'm going to do it. And I have a belief that anything we're going to do, we should do it at the highest level. If you're playing golf, playing with your kids, and a date with your wife for dinner, you should always put the most into that moment. That's what I try to do.
So, Mike, then I got to ask you the natural second question. Why do you think so many people in real estate have a hard time with doing it at a high level?
Well, I think, Danny, you know, I had a call this morning with a great Century 21 broker on the East Coast, and I was working with their 6 regional managers for about 45 minutes. And we talked about the fact that the biggest challenge people, not realtors, people have in common is their lack of motivation. You know, that desire to accomplish, the desire to do, the desire to go, to be, to have, etc. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as long as people can get by in life, most people, Earl Nightingale says 95% of all people are only going to get by. So I think what happens to real estate people is, now let's be honest.
Right.
You pay your people very well, as do all the good brokers for commissions. The average sales price is very strong. Their average commission check is very big. So I think what happens is they get used to earning large paychecks, and many times they don't really know why it happened or how it happened. So therefore, there's a touch of guilt. So therefore, they're not going to go outside of their comfort zone because they feel too guilty if they get too far out. So they're going to make a good living. Mm-hmm. And they're going to stay there, and probably until you and I can do something to stimulate them, they're going to stay there for most of their career.
Awesome. And someone like you, Mike, and some of the top people that you coach, there is obviously, I would say, a different type of hunger or a different type of vision or a different type of belief system. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, if I'm listening to the show right now and I say, you know what, that just struck a chord with me, and I want to do more, how do you begin that process up here and in here?
Well, I think it's twofold. One is you have to sit down with a piece of paper. And Earl Nightingale taught me this when I was 20 years old. Sit down with a piece of paper and just simply write down, what would I like to do? What would I like to have? What would I like to accomplish? And start just making, you know, random notes of anything you'd like to do that you haven't done. Something that excites you, turns you on, gets you motivated. What would you like to accomplish? You know, I'd like to be the top agent of the month, just one month in the course of a year, or whatever that may be. And then you start setting target dates for when you want them to happen. And then you write down how many transactions you'd have to do to make that happen. And that is what builds that inner desire or inner motivation. Then you have to look at it every day. You have to read it. You have to look at it. You have to think about it. You have to study it. You have to plan it. That's why I'm a great believer in visualizations. If you look over my shoulder, there's a wonderful painting behind me by a wonderful artist named Royo. And he's a very, very famous. In fact, he's one of the few living masters in the world today. Well, I'm not saying this to brag, but that painting probably cost $75,000. Well, I liked it. I wanted it. I wrote it down. I decided what we would do to get to it. And then I bought it. It's planning and then preparing and then execution. And that's where agents fall apart. Yours and my job is to help them plan, prepare, and execute. We can do that, you and I.
Right. And Mike, it's amazing to me how simple you make it, because in reality, it is simple. I mean, yeah it's just we get in the way of the process. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. I think I always say to real estate agents, if we could remove the agent from the transaction would be smoother, easier, and close faster.
I love it. So Mike, some of our guests may not know who you are, may not know, you know, what you do. I think it's very rare for that to happen. But let me ask you some basic questions. How long have you been doing this coaching of real estate professionals?
Well, I started the training side of the company in 1975 in June, so I'm just coming up on my 41st year. In 1988, we started the coaching side because I saw a need. I felt that there were a lot of people that needed a consultant, and I think that's the best way to say it. They needed a personal consultant, a personal trainer, personal coach. We do it for the gym. We do it to play golf. We do it in other areas of our life. I decided we needed to do it for real estate people. Mm-hmm. Although I felt, Danny, very strongly that only a small percentage of the agents would ever understand to take advantage of it, which they do.
Right.
So I started that in 1988, and you know, I tried to figure out a couple days ago in preparing for this call with you how many coaching calls we've done, and I came up with the fact we've probably done now several million coaching calls since 1988 with great brokers, managers, and agents. So 1975 to start my speaking career, 1988 to start the coaching. I'm told that we're the first coaching company. Everybody else says they are, but that's part of the game.
Yeah, understood. And you know, one of the questions that I wrote down for you, Mike, is that what caused you to create a system? And I'm gonna bring that up because specifically for me as a broker, for the agents that we work with all the time, you know, there is a step one to step 10 system.
Yes.
that you teach. And yet, you know, most agents, I think, are mesmerized by some coaches and people out there who have no system, don't know what they're talking about, but they do a great job at making them feel good. Tell me about what caused you to create a system.
Well, actually, it happened in probably 1985. I was doing one of our very first superstar retreats, which you've been to many of those. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting and talking to a couple of the agents at lunch. I think it was day two. We were here in Newport Beach, California, at what is now the Hyatt Regency, our first retreat. Floyd Wickman, myself, and two agents. And I said to them, can you tell me step by step what you do to create business? And Danny, I'm not kidding. They looked at me like I had put a gun at their forehead. It was this blank expression. It was the virtual cow watching the train. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, don't you go to step one, step two, step three, step four to complete a transaction to do a deal? They said, no. So I took a napkin. We're sitting in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, wouldn't step one be managing your time? They said, of course. And then we just went to step two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we can talk about those as much as you would like. But what I knew is this, as a business person, first of all, mm-hmm. as a real estate agent, which I was, if I didn't follow a process, I would never complete what I was trying to accomplish. So the purpose of the system was just to complete the process of doing a transaction, listing or sale. So to me, I know at times that I'm very logical versus emotional. Agents love the emotion. They love the hype. They love the excitement. You know, you're a wonderful motivator, but you also have the ability to get them to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
A lot of the competitors I have are wonderful people. They're great people. And they're great at the hype. But if they can't tell you what to do, I'll give you an example. We had a good client of ours recently sit in on a group coaching call from a good competitor. And he told me, he said, I listened for an hour. I was so excited that I could hardly stand it. And then I hung up the call and realized I didn't know what to do, which is so common. Yeah. So my belief is the system is designed to take you step by step so you can duplicate and repeat the transaction that you put together.
And so you mentioned that system, Mike. What are the basic components of the Mike Ferry system? Because by the way, you know, through all of these shows and all of the guests that we have, everybody either gives you credit or mentions you in some way. And I think what they're giving credit to is the system.
I agree.
Simple system to follow. What would you mind going over some of the basic components of it?
So step one is always managing your time, having a schedule. Danny, what I tell people is, don't take your schedule, don't take your top agent's schedule, don't take my schedule. Take a schedule that is designed to get you to the goal you've set, whatever that goal is. So if your goal is 25 transactions a year, a schedule to get you there. So step one is management. Step two is prospecting lead generation. As much as everybody says you don't have to do it, try to succeed without talking to people.
Right.
Step three is your aggressive lead follow-up, because they see the truth is, everybody has the same leads, so that agent that's aggressive in follow-up gets the deal. Step four is making sure they're qualified or the pre-qualifying process. Step six, if it's a listing, making a strong listing presentation. If it's a showing of a home, being very efficient and effective in the showing process. Step seven, handling their objections. They're going to have objections, period. They all do. Hmm. Step eight is closing, asking for a signature, having the courage to ask for a signature, Danny. Step nine is negotiating between buyer and seller. Step 10 is the hard one, starting over again the next day. Because once an agent has achieved a certain level of success, they get caught up in that, they forget to start over the next day. So, you know, we have 10 very simple, straightforward, basic, fundamental steps to follow.
So Mike, I've got to ask you, you know, 5 years ago, I started my company. I started it from scratch.
Yes.
My wife and I had $2,000 in our pocket, and you know, we flew up, we signed up with Intero, we promised them we'd be number one in their franchise, which we obviously are now. We're up to 330 agents or so. We'll do $1 billion in sales volume. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I was smart enough to connect myself. I was smart enough to put my ego aside and understand that I needed help, right? And I needed help. And if I needed help, I wanted to go out and find the best help possible. So I give a lot of credit for what we've accomplished to what you're doing and what the system has done. Here's my question. Why do people have such a hard time with it?
Well, I think two things. One is too many people, Danny, come into the real estate business with no sales experience, no business experience. They really don't come in for the right reason. And that's, it's too bad, but it's also part of the process. Mm-hmm. And as our viewers can see, I'm trying to adjust myself to make this thing a better view for them. So
you're fine.
Bear with me, folks. But I think that's a big factor. You know, if a broker said, I'm only going to hire people that either have a strong desire to learn how to sell and or have sales experience, we would change the quality of the agent dramatically, okay, quickly. Second is they're independent contractors, and nobody suffers from that and benefits more than you and I. We suffer because they don't have to do it, we're told, and we benefit because when they do it, they're told you and I benefit, as do they. So I think it's a combination of a lack of experience, independent contractors, and then I think the biggest thing is you have people that have a very low threshold to pain. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a great salesperson, a great anything, there's going to be some pain involved. And don't kid yourself, the pain and suffering is a growth process. It's not a process of trying to hurt or trying to demoralize. Growth comes through the challenges that you face and the pain and suffering you overcome to get there. So I think when you start looking at those factors, most of your agents and hopefully the thousands and thousands of people that watch your show each week understand that it's just a process of growing through the uncomfortable moments you have.
And there's no way around it, because people ask me all the time, so what do I do? I think people understand what to do. They just don't want to go through the pain. You know, they want to try to avoid it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, Earl Nightingale made a great comment on his record, The Strangest Secret. He said, 5% of the people accept the reality of what you and I are discussing. 95% fight it and or are challenged or beaten down by it. Mm. And they attempt it. Well, you know, the best example, Danny, you and I know that if an agent will just call their database, they're going to make progress.
Yes. but they, nobody does it.
No, they won't. They won't put their database together.
Right.
So you and I then will set up a system within the company to market to their database. So hopefully they get some recognition if they do call. But it's interesting because simply calling somebody that you know, it becomes a tedious task. Why? Because they're embarrassed to call their database because, gosh, if I call my database, they'll think I'm begging for business. Well, wait a minute. Your friends are going to do business with somebody eventually. Why not have it be you? And the only way that can take place is if you, of course, are talking to them. So I think it's a combination of probably 25 or 30 different factors. And our job, yours and mine, is to keep reducing those factors till they get down to the point where they see the opportunity before them.
Okay.
Now, but Danny, remember too, if they were all earning a 25% commission instead of 75, 80, 85.
Oh, they'd have to work a lot harder.
Oh, and they would do what we say all the time.
Understood. Okay. All right. So, Mike, I want to be respectful of your time because I know you probably have another call. I've got two more questions for you. And this comes from one of our guests. Chris Camarena asks, what was it like working for the great Earl Nightingale?
Well, I tell you, it was my greatest growth stage of my life, probably of my entire life, okay? Because Earl was incredibly funny. I mean, he had a wonderful sense of humor. He was also incredibly tough. But I was very lucky because I was probably the youngest guy on the staff. So he treated me probably a little bit maybe kinder than he might have treated somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But what you found about Earl is that he was questioning everything. He questioned himself, he questioned our staff, he questioned what he was reading, questioned what he was hearing. And what I learned from Earl was that if you question things from a positive perspective, you get very positive answers and you can move forward. So working for Earl Nightingale, I don't even know how to express it. Sabrina will often say to me, what was it like sitting with him at lunch? I said, well, first of all, Earl would do things like this. He'd look at the menu and say, look at, they have six different hors d'oeuvres on the menu. He would order six hors d'oeuvres and then not order lunch. He had some very unusual little procedures and policies. His widow, Diana Nightingale, is somebody that we've got to know very well since Earl passed away. And she would tell us at times about some of those idiosyncrasies that he had. But that's what makes people great. You and I have all sorts of weird little things we do, which makes us great. Earl had tons of them because his exposure to people and ideas was higher than anybody. Earl would read 300 to 400 books a year as if you and I were reading one.
Wow.
So the exposure to his mind, I can never be thankful enough for that opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Final question, and then I want to ask you about an event you're about to have.
Please.
You know, I can remember being in your audience, sitting in the back of the room, not wanting that, and just slowly moving my way forward, and then telling myself, I'm going to be at the front of that room one day. And I think the reason why is because we know that there's some amazing producers that sit up at that front area. And I'd like to expose everybody, because there's people out there struggling to sell one house right now. Want to kind of help them to see what's possible. Give me an idea of some of the biggest producers that you coach and the type of production that they do.
There's two aspects to that. One is, of course, the individual production of people. You know, I did a coaching call this morning with Bernie Gallerini out of Tennessee. And, you know, Bernie's going to take 150 to 170 personal listings this year. He's going to list, of which 95% will sell. Well, you take 150, 160 transactions times $7,000 or $8,000 average commission. As an individual, it's a strong business. But in addition, he also has a couple of great showing agents that sell about 50 homes a year each. So that comes up to, you know, in the neighborhood of 275 transactions. So on an individual basis, we have to look at, is it individual personal production, or is it a team? And we see both take place a lot. So on a team level, we have people doing 500-600 transactions a year. On an individual level, you know, that 200 to 250 to 300 transactions is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And some of these people are making $3, $4, $5, $6 million a year, depending on their average sales price.
Mm-hmm.
So the fun part for me is having an opportunity to talk to them, to learn from them, to share ideas with them, and then take those fundamentals back to great agents like the ones that work for you.
Awesome.
So, you know, there's some extraordinary. I think probably our probably biggest producer in income was a guy that made almost $8.5 million, close to $9 million in 1 year selling high-end homes.
Wow.
It's only been done once that I know of. Although, as you know, Karen Bernardi, a wonderful lady out of Boulder, Colorado, has now surpassed the $50 million in personal earned commissions over the course of her 22-year career. So the numbers are staggering and exciting, and every one of our listeners and viewers should say, what could I do to get there versus I can't get there?
Right. Why not me, right?
That's right.
So, Mike, I know that I am committed and I've been committed. I'm very proud to say that every year we take more and more agents to your Superstar Retreat.
Correct.
I think at the January production retreat, we had 218 there. As
Correct.
Of this morning, we have 224 registered for the Superstar Retreat.
Outstanding.
My goal is to take 280 there. And I want all of our listeners to be there as well, because I started this show to help people, and there's no way that I can help them without taking them to the event that helped me become who I've become. So tell them a little bit about the Superstar Retreat. Where is it? When is it? And what's the price and the cost and all that good stuff?
It's the third week of July in Las Vegas. We do it twice a year. We do it in July in Las Vegas, October down in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, East and West Coast. Purpose for that, of course, is that, you know, the majority of all agents are east of the Mississippi, not west, so we do two of those. So the first one is in July. It's 4 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's interesting, Danny, because I've been doing the retreats now. This is our 28th year of doing retreats, and they are so much fun because of the people that are there. And I had an experience take place in year number two of the retreats. Had a lady walked up to me at the retreat year number two and said to me, are you going to cover the same stuff this year you covered last year?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, were you here last year? She said, yes, I was. I said, well, what did I cover? She said, I don't remember. I said, what difference does it make what I cover this year then? And she smiled and sat down. Her name is Honor Frumentino, a great lady out of Chicago. And it's interesting because what I cover every year is a combination of the latest things that I've learned to help an agent. And then I cover a lot of the material I've covered time and time again, because a pro football team, baseball team, basketball team, a tennis player, a golfer, entertainer, they spend all their time going through the same material over and over again, so they becomes part of who they are. So this year, 4 days, I'm going to cover four topics, okay? And it's going to all revolve around, what do I have to do to become a great listing agent? Because that is the name of the game. What are these people doing? What are they saying? What is their schedule like? You know, what is their activities like? What can I expect in terms of results? So it's going to be a great 4 days. Danny, the cost is $495 per person. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Danny's agents come at a big reduced cost because Danny's a big client. Danny's agents come at a cost of $150 per person. Danny, if they contact you or they contact me and say they were part of this particular little broadcast we did today.
Okay.
My staff will extend the same price for your guests as your clients and your customers and your agents get. So they can call my office, area code 702-982-6260. They can drop me an email, mike.ferry@mikeferry.com. They can call you and,
yeah.
Hey, I would love it if we had 100 to 200 people that said, I'm here because of Danny Morrell and his great educational system.
Well, I would love that as well. That would put us at about 358, and so that I'm going to go for that.
That's right. Well, we're going to have this year probably between 4350 and 4500 total people buy a ticket and register.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a big event. It's always exciting. Now, Danny, we have to explain to them, it's 4 days of them listening to me. I don't have 42 speakers and 24 breakout sessions. It's Mike Ferry's views and ideas and principles on listing real estate. So if they don't like this and they're there for 4 days, they're going to learn a lot. They may not be happy, but they're going to learn a lot of how to sell real estate.
Well, I personally believe that they will be happy as a result of learning how to sell real estate at a very high level. So, Mike, any closing thoughts?
Well, first of all, Danny, thank you. I think what you're doing is wonderful. I wish more brokers did it. I wish more people had the exposure to ideas. And anybody that wants to sell real estate in high volume can do it if they choose to figure out the system required. Anybody that wants to do it in a medium volume can do it if they figure out the system. And the new people, Danny, they better learn the system or they're going to be gone. So thank you for your education.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, as always, for everything that you do. Guys, this is a wrap. I believe that was episode number 20 of the Real Estate Sales Show. If you haven't already, go in there, give us a 5-star rating, write us a little review. It helps tremendously with bringing you great guests like the one and only Mike Ferry. Take care, and we'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.